As we're putting this program together on Thursday, the outcome of two of the races for Tucson City Council are still up in the air. But as Christopher Conover reports, we know for sure that at least one new face will be joining the council.
Election day for the city of Tucson turned out to be more than one day this year, as mail-in and provisional ballots came into play because two of the races for city council were so close. 2 days after election day, Bueller Garcia said he wasn't surprised that the race was so close.
Because the part of the reason I even got into the race is I believe there's a very deep dissatisfaction amongst the populace at the way that our city was being managed. And so I believe that the closeness of the race only speaks to how accurate that sense of the city frustration was out there.
As for predictions regarding whether or not he'll pull ahead as the final votes are tallied, Bueller Garcia didn't want to get into the business of prognostication. However, he wasn't giving up.
There's enough wiggle room there. I think it remains to be seen. I believe our campaign's done its job, and we communicated a good message, and now it's really up to counting the votes to see what the eventual will of the voters will be.
As the results trickled in on election night, Ward 3 incumbent Karen Ulick waded through a crowd of supporters at Hotel Congress and said she really wasn't surprised how close the results were.
You know, I had two very formidable opponents, and I congratulate both of them for joining the race and stepping into public service, because I know that's difficult, but I want to congratulate Mary and Ben. And I also think that it's a testament to the fact that we're a very diverse community. And what we really need is to come together as a city to make sure that whatever differences we have had, we're going to pull together now and make this the best possible city we can together.
The other close race was in Ward 6, where incumbent Nina Trasoff was challenged by Steve Kozacik. On election night, Trasoff was not surprised by the seesaw nature of the results or the closeness of that race.
I'm an incumbent. For the last 4 years, I've been working, not politically, but on behalf of the community and what I thought was best for the community. And it's very easy to point accusations at Rio Nuevo, for example. That's everybody's favorite whipping boy. But we've really turned around what was many, many years of neglect. I inherited a mess.
Kozacik was leading as the first round of ballot counting wound down, and he said he's ready to hit the ground running if his lead holds.
I have already had meetings, plural, with some of the city staff from the department head level on down, with members of the private sector, local business guys here in town, big guys and women, and we've met and we've already started that conversation. What do you business leaders need to have the city do in order to ease the process of working with city government? So that conversation's already begun. Now what I'm going to do is invite in other city council members to those discussions so that it's not just me leading that parade, but the entire city government.
No matter the outcome of those two races, the city council will have at least one new face, Richard Fimbres. He won his race to fill the seat being vacated by retiring Tucson City Council member Steve Leal. Leal was on the city council for 20 years and admits initially not seeking a sixth term was difficult.
You know, I originally felt like I was abandoning the community, and my staff said, oh, wait, you know, if you had painted a couple houses and planted a few trees, you would have wasted the position, but that's not what you did. So they printed out this list of stuff, and this is what we all did together. Look at this stuff. It's 11 pages of stuff. So, you know, I feel very good about it.
Councilman-elect Fimbres says he knows he has big shoes to fill when it comes to taking the seat held for so long by Leal.
I think that Steve has done a great job for the last 20 years. There's a lot of progress in Ward 5. There's a master plan that's out there that I want to hope to come to fruition. There's a lot of projects with the U of A, the Bridges Project, and then we got Costco coming in. We even got an In-N-Out coming in. So there's a lot of positive things going to happen, and it's going to help us continue to build that workforce development with the county bond election, Freedom Park. We have adult basic ed. a center coming in, a new one, that's really going to help our community. And that's what it's about, is building community and helping us build sustainable community. And I think those are key.
This Tucson City Council race could be one for the history books. Not only are the races close, but also it could be the last time party politics come into play. A new state law gets rid of partisan elections for Tucson city government. That law, however, is being challenged in court. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.